Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Elections are now open. The election booths are open for early polling. So if you want to go and vote already, you can.
Apparently, however, it's pretty popular.
Yeah, like a couple hundred people went yesterday on the first day of it opening. I don't blame them either. It's a lot less busy. There's not as many pamphlets being thrust in your face. But if you're a bit confused about who you want to vote for, you're not alone. That's why I haven't voted yet. I'm still trying to take in all the information before I make my decision. But someone else who's very confused about which political party he is standing by is Jonathan Thurston. So you might remember last week Bill Shorten was in town, and JT and Bill Shorten went for a run along the Strand together and had a jolly old time.
I don't know whether to be impressed with Bill Shorten's running ability or a little bit worried about how retirement's going for JT's running ability.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't have thought Bill would keep up with him, but he did.
So he did, yeah, and he was laughing and enjoying it while running through the city and along the Strand and having a great old time. So we were like, okay, maybe he's going for the opposition.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where his loyalty stands. And then on Friday night on Nine's Wild World of Sport, Thursday night, sorry, this is what JT had to say.
Get a text from a number I don't know. I'm reading through it and it signs off ScoMo. Boys, foreign ministers text me. They're like, give me your phone, let's call him. I'm like, no. So I go and have a coffee with him the next day.
Oh, hang on.
Go and have a coffee with him the next day. And then I've got a golf crew that we go and play golf with. And I was telling the boys the same story. And they're like, ring him. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm like, no. They're like, call him. So I end up calling him thinking he wouldn't answer. He's answered the phone. So I've like pooed myself and he's answered. And then I've with some boys, you know, just wanted to say a quick hello. And he said something. I said, oh, just wait, I need to put you on speaker so I can tell the boys. He goes, when JT calls, ScoMo answers.
Oh. So you're on team ScoMo. Oh, man.
How funny is that? So where is his loyalty?
I don't know.
He's calling ScoMo, he's running with Bill Shorten. No idea.
Either way, I'm tempted to get ScoMo's number and call him.
Well, I've got him on Snapchat.
Oh, do you?
We can do a quick video if you like.
I don't think he's going to say when Gabby calls, he answers.
No. Are we ready?
Hit breakfast. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby.
And Pete Davidson, Gab.
He was dating Ariana Grande. They had a very whirlwind romance. They then broke up.
Yeah, they got engaged.
Oh, they're engaged, you're right, within a couple of months.
They bought a house, a unit together.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's intense.
They bought millions of dollars worth of unit together and then, broke up. They had tattoos, matching tattoos.
They did have tats, which they've, I think, covered since. But then he moved on. He had a rebound with Kate Beckinsale. Now, Kate is from Serendipity. She was also a fighter in the old school Wolves and Vampires movie. What's that called?
Oh, I have no idea what any of these things are. Literally nothing. I might know her if I've seen her.
She was a vampire hunter.
Was she?
Yeah.
I might know her if I've seen her, but
she's hot.
Is she?
Mm. Well, older. A fair bit older than him, but hot.
He seems like a weedy little guy, but he seems to do well for himself. So.
So well.
He does well.
He's continuously punching, isn't
he? Yeah, it seems that way, but I don't know. He must have a bit of charm
nice
going
guy.
On, but it doesn't pan out. It wears off quick enough because he's single again.
Oh, poor Pete.
Yeah, he and Kate Beckinsale, they broke up. They're done. They're finished.
It was a rebound. It ran its course.
Yeah, it happened. Mm. And to recover, he has, I don't know if it's a common way, but I don't think most people go to this extreme.
Mm.
But Pete Davidson, he's rebounded off Kate Beckinsale and he's gone, oh, I'm a bit sad. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy $400 worth of McDonald's.
Yes.
And go and watch Avengers.
Yes. Oh, my God. He is my spirit animal.
Well, that's a breakup remedy.
If I could afford it, that's exactly what I would do,
that
too.
That is a breakup remedy if I've ever heard it. But $400 on fast food. That
what?
Is.
What did he buy? Because how can he eat that much food?
I don't know. I think he shared it with friends and people, maybe. I don't know. Either that
he
or he just
said he was
or he cried on the floor and ate cheeseburgers for 3 days straight. I'm not sure. But I was curious to see how much people have actually spent on fast food at once.
Yeah.
I'd be very interested.
One of my girlfriends, after a very big night out, checked her bank account and she's like, what? When did I spend $100 on cheeseburgers at Macca's?
$100?
And then she went into the fridge and her nighttime self did the smart thing of putting them all in the freezer.
So she, oh, wow.
They're all preserved, ready to go.
I love it when
what
tips.
What a brilliant person.
When tipsy me does nice things for sober me.
Oh, that's
nice. It's just, it's a gift. But I think the most I've ordered is like 14 cheeseburgers.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's only $14, though, isn't it? If you're onto a good deal.
I think a deal was on. I wouldn't get that many if a deal wasn't on. But 13, 12, 16, what's the most you've spent on fast food at once? Doesn't have to be Mackie D's, could be whatever.
Doesn't have to be a late night purchase either.
No.
But if it is, we'll accept it.
13, 12, 16, what's the most you've spent on fast food at once?
I have a friend that every year runs like a cheeseburger eating competition.
Oh, what a friend. What a buddy. What a pal to have.
He used to do it before we'd go out as well. It was not the best idea. That's now we've changed it. Yeah.
Make it after you go out on the way home.
Exactly. So I have to sometimes go and get the cheeseburgers, and usually it's about $250-$300 worth of cheeseburgers.
Ooh. How do they feel about that when you go and order 250 cheeseburgers? How do they look at you?
You have to ring in advance. Like, you can't.
Do they still judge, though?
Oh, yeah. They always ask why.
What? It's just my dinner.
They do the same to me when I order 7. I know for sure this. You'll be waiting in the parking bay for a little while.
Now we got Zach on 13, 12, 16. What's the most you've spent on fast food in one crack?
Can I say one crack over a week? It was about $300. Whoa. And it was actually while I was in Bali in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Something about their KFC over there, their chicken, just got me hooked. And after every night out, I'd go straight to KFC and then go home and chow down on about $40 a night. So it was
$300 Australian. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it a bit cheaper over there?
Not by much. Not when you're buying way more than you can consume after.
Were you worried by how addictive it was? Were you thinking maybe they add an extra spice in the KFC Bali?
Are you trying to say dog?
No, I wasn't trying to say that at all.
Sorry. No, I trusted them with my life, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning. You kind of just do it.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Do you trust no one more at 3 o'clock in the morning than the person handing you food?
Thank you very much. Couldn't agree more.
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
And Gabby, the list of the sexiest accents in the world has been dropped.
Yeah, and very interestingly, Australia is not number one. The Australian accent is not the sexiest, despite my international friends telling me it is.
Yeah, well, who knows? There's over, I think it's at 7,000 different accents across the world and languages and stuff. So a big competition. So fifth isn't... It's not bad.
It's not too bad. But when you're judging it, are you going by the South Australian accent or the Queensland accent? Like, because we have different accents within our country.
And what accents do the judges have? Because they're going to be biased based on their accents. But we're fifth.
We are fifth, yeah.
Then it goes Italian, Irish, second place is South African, and first place over the ditch to New Zealand.
I cannot believe it. New Zealand beat us to the sexiest accent.
It is voted the sexiest accent in the world. So I figure we better get some Kiwi. We got to get a take on this one.
We've actually lined up one of our friends, Justine, who is a Kiwi, to just have a chat to us so we can listen to the accent. Justine, how are you going this morning?
Yes, really good, thank you. How are you?
You can hear the sexiness straight off the bat,
so
can't you?
Sexy. Justine, would you agree that New Zealand has the sexiest accent in the world?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, like when we like to sit on the deck and have a wine and it's just enjoying the view.
Say fish and chips.
Oh, you've got to add in the fish and chips, of course.
Slowly.
A wine and fish and chips looking over a vineyard.
Oh,
sitting on a deck is just amazing.
You're explaining a perfect date right now, Justine.
Justine, what's your sorry.
What's your favourite pickup line?
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, if you were to meet a lovely gentleman in a bar, what would you say to him when you went up and approached him?
Probably just, hi, how are you?
Oh, well done. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the world's sexiest accent. New Zealand, well done. We'll take fifth spot, I think we're in.
Oh, we'll take it.
We'll take fifth spot.
Thanks, Justine.
Bye.
We've heard the female version, so now let's hear the male version of the New Zealand accent. Get a whole view.
Get the whole take of
why
the sexiness.
This is so sexy. We have Kiwi G on the line. How you going, G?
I'm good, thanks, team. How are you?
How are you feeling about how the news has come out that the New Zealand accent is the hottest?
It's kind of weird because I think as Kiwis, we don't think we're that sexy. I'm sure French people aren't walking around going, oh la la, we sexy.
Well, they might be because the stats prove it. All right, let's make up our minds. Let's get you to read out a couple of pickup lines and we'll see just how sexy your accent is.
I don't use pickup lines very often, but let's give this a go.
Is he clear in the throat? Wait, let's set the scene here.
Oh, all right, hit it, G.
Good. Hey, you. I know you're busy today, but can you do me a favor and add me to your to-do list?
Oh.
Well.
What about another one?
let's try this whole thing. You know what, babe? If you were a library book, I would check you out.
Yeah. All right, you almost got me. One more and I might be there.
My take on the overdue fee as well. Keep her a little longer.
Yeah. There you go. Come on, this is the clincher. This will work at any nightclub.
All right.
Boys, let's go. life without you is like a broken pencil, darling. Absolutely pointless.
Nailed it.
All right, I get it now. We'll take this. Well done, New Zealand. Sexiest accent in the world. There it is, folks.
Thanks, Kiwi G.
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Gabby, did you see they released the list on internet speeds across the world?
Oh, God. Where are we? We're definitely not number one.
We're definitely not number one. But given that we're like, I don't know, you'd think we're a more successful country?
I would assume.
More
just
than most?
Thinking about the entire world, I reckon we'd be top, or we should be top 20.
Yeah, you'd think so.
You'd think we should be.
Well, they've just released it, and we are sitting in behind countries of the likes of Kazakhstan and Barbados.
Okay.
We are sitting 62nd place in terms of internet speed across the world. It's pretty unbelievable, hey?
That's pretty insane.
And the amount of money that was spent on the NBN and that sort of stuff.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. They've just spent billions upgrading the NBN and we're still number 60, what, two?
62? 62.
That is insane.
So basically the average download speed across the world's up near the 60 megabytes per second download. So just think 60. Ours is around 35.
So we're halfway there.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing.
So we're nearly, yeah.
So 35 is the average for Australia.
Yeah.
I reckon mine is probably about 10.
Yeah. I don't
Depends
know
where you are.
I'm not convinced that's the average.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.